Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, Nicole Feld and Lauterfeld.
That is sound from the greatest show on earth, which amazingly is coming to an end. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus will fold its tent for good in May after 146 years. There was a show yesterday in Miami and people were lamenting the end of an era.
It's a sad, sad time to lose Ringling Brothers and Bruss. For me, it's an absolutely amazing experience, so we'll miss them for sure.
Juan Ferrer grew up going to the circus. He had already bought tickets when he heard the news, and he says he was glad he brought his three kids along for what would be their first and last visit.
And the Ringling show, really, it was one of a kind. Trapeze artists, dogs, jumping rope, human cannonballs, and of course, there were those elephants.
I think the most I loved about it was the elephants, because that's not something you see on a normal day.
Linda Marcellin isn't the only one. Ringling stopped using elephants last year following decades of protest from animal rights groups. And ticket sales plummeted. Tina Alonso says she has mixed feelings about it.
I wouldn't be here had it not been for my 5-year-old who has never experienced a circus. And for her, it's a very innocent display of animals playing. And so I think for most adults, it's something completely different.
Even though she says she is relieved the circus is ending and the animals can be free, she's also glad her kid can enjoy the show just this one last time.